Checking on the peanut market this week, the national posted price stayed the same, $424.43 per ton for runner-type peanuts. Shell market price dropped down slightly, 49 cents a pound for jumbos. That compares to 53 last year, 48 for mediums. And we're showing now the loans from last year, that is the 2016 peanut crop, still has a few peanuts remaining in it to be sold before the end of October, 16,916 tons. We're also showing that there has been 32,991 tons of peanuts that have been forfeited to the government, and they'll have to sell those sometime during the coming year. Checking on the PLC payment, the price loss coverage, that payment was coming for last year's low-priced peanuts, coming to farmers that have a peanut base. The base payment, $141 per ton. And there is a 6.9 sequestration reduction on that, and it only applies to 85% of the base. Checking on totals, on the 20th day of October, we had harvested 1,754,000 tons of peanuts. That is 45.1% of the crop estimate. That compares to last year's 45.5% on the countdown. The rain's expected this next week. That'll give us a chance to catch up on the records and see how many peanuts that have been harvested by the tri-state area. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.